This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two upon us already. Time flies. When you're having fun, at least I'm having fun. Rich, are you having fun?
I'm so happy I can just plot.
Well, there you go. But Rich, Ian, and myself, Chris, are in studio. I wanted to tell you a little bit about ForkFest. Not just any ForkFest, ForkFest 2019. Like, it was so important, we even gave it a number.
Nice.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians this summer from June 13th until June 18th for ForkFest 2019 at beautiful Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's another very well-known liberty event. And ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping or RV site or hotel room with Rogers Campground from June 13th to the 18th. You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. I hope to see some people up there. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to get away from the grind of retail and make it up there and see some people.
Groovy. I hope I'll see you there, because I love both ForkFest and ForkFest Rock.
Right, and I think Rich Paul goes with the same goal every time I talk about going, which is I'm going to get Chris High.
Huh? I'm going to get Chris High?
You brought that up. I mean, like, that's every time I go up there, because I'm not like a major partier. I'm not the guy who's having a lot of that kind of fun. Mm-hmm. But every time, I remember talking to you about ForkFest.
I don't know, man. Like, I've seen you rolling around with a cooler full of beers and.
Oh, yeah. Like I drink a lot, but I don't often partake of the devil's kind of lettuce.
Right. Vaguely different.
Vaguely, yeah. Once or twice.
It's still better living through chemistry.
It is. But we are going to go better. Well, I was going to, but we lost one. We're going to go to the Discord where we've got Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
She's not on yet.
Ooh, let me try that again. That's that whole join the room.
Right, and the other thing with Bad Slave is he always has some sort of speakers up in the background, so you always want to screen his call first.
Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
You can't go to Bad Slave without screening him, because he's constantly.
Yep, then I'm going to put him back on hold. Yep. But hopefully we'll get to him here in just a moment. In the meantime, we also have Tom from New Hampshire. Tom was on the line, and he dropped off, but he's back. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you were talking about rounding up how many jobs were created earlier.
I wasn't rounding them up. The Trump administration was suggesting we round them up.
You know what would be hilarious is if somebody ran for president on a platform promising they're going to round up large numbers of illegal aliens, okay? And then after they get into office, they find out the numbers of illegal aliens in each state. Okay, your state has 99,000 illegal aliens. Let's call it 100,000. And that's how they fulfill their campaign promise to go and round up large numbers of illegal aliens, okay? You know, round them up, round up the numbers. And, of course, the morons who, like, would have voted for Trump thought that the candidate was going to round up the illegal aliens themselves. Oh, no. The candidate is going to round up numbers.
Just the numbers. I kind of like where you're going with this, you know, instead of pointless actions. Just round up the numbers. Yeah.
It would be the truth. But anyway, what I'm getting at here is the basis for foreign aid is that supposedly these other countries are broke and they need stolen money from the United States economy, when the reason that they're broke is because their governments are so crooked with illegal clandestine corruption and also the overt kind, like, you know, there's in the United States, the examples would be zoning variances to keep out the working class people and taxi medallions so that the taxi drivers will keep reelecting those candidates and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That kind of bureaucracy is worse in other countries, and that's why they're so broke. But you don't want the United, you don't expect American politicians who are running for Congress to explain that to their constituents when they're running. Oh, no, let's not give them foreign aid. Let's tell them to clean up the corruption, because then they'll say, hey, and while we're doing that, why don't we clean up the corruption in the United States, too?
Well, that would be a great thing, and you listed a couple great examples, taxi medallions, any kind of protectionism that, you know, protects one group of people, one group of jobs, makes it, raises the barrier for entry into a market. I mean, those things have got to go, and that happens in other countries. We're quick to point fingers when that happens, but U.S. politicians are not eager to point fingers at themselves. Tom, thanks for the call.
You can't clean up corruption. It's just always going to happen whenever you have positions of power. So the only way to clean it up would be to eliminate the positions of power. But, of course, in order to eliminate the positions of power through the system, people have to get elected, which means they're going to be corrupted. And so they probably won't end up eliminating the positions they were elected to eliminate. So basically it's impossible until people reject the entire idea of the state and enough people begin to ignore it. And then if enough people ignore the state, it will have to wither up and go away, I think.
See, I don't know. I think when it gets before the state withers up and blows away, I think it's going to go out and blow a lot of people away. And
it
I
might.
Think there are going to need to be people out there shooting back. And so I think it will be recorded as a revolution, because I do not expect them to go softly into that black night. They've had a lot of power for a long time. And the other thing is, I think one of the things that will probably happen when the government falls is we'll get to find out about a lot of the things that they did that we don't even know about.
I don't think you're necessarily, I mean, I don't blame you for believing that the state is going to go out shooting in as violent a manner as possible, and I don't think you're wrong to think that, but there may be another way. I mean, they do want to retain their legitimacy. And shooting out, having shootouts with the people that they were purportedly serving, you know, just years beforehand, is not going to retain their legitimacy. That will eliminate it sooner rather than later, because people will see clearly that they're attacking their own people. I gave an example, I think it was last night on the show, Tuesday night when Derek was here, about how simply by non-cooperating with the courts here in Keene, New Hampshire, we have created a situation where instead of cracking down and busting heads and arresting people for not standing for the judge, because that's what we do. If we're in a courtroom, we don't stand for the judge.
They look at me funny when I do that in Manchester, but they haven't got
They don't do anything to you there either, yeah. But yeah. Here in Keene, it's gotten to the point where the bailiff will not announce. Now, I haven't been in to see this with the new judge, who's a female, but with Burke, who was the one that was here forever, all the videos, Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free, all the stuff we've got, it's almost all Burke.
Mm-hmm.
When he would go into the room toward the end of his career, he's now semi-retired, as long as one of us were in the room, they would not say, "All rise." And the reason why is because they don't want the other people in the room, the normal folks who are there to be victimized by the court, they don't want them to see you sitting down. And so rather than making a big show, and it's smart on their part, rather than making a big show and then getting, busting heads and arresting people and looking even more ridiculous, they did the smart thing and they just let the whole "all rise" part slide. So that's no longer part of the whole judge coming in the room thing here. So I get that as an example of when people non-cooperate, when they don't respect the state's so-called authority and all the kind of the trappings of it that go along with it, all this worshipful nonsense.
Right.
The state's reaction in this case, now we've seen them crack down in the past, like in Massachusetts where they tried to intimidate people, but then after they tried that, they realized it didn't work and they went in the other direction. And in this case, they've gone in the other direction. Instead of using more violence, they've just ignored it.
That's more or less what happened with the 420 rally as well.
Right.
They just stopped coming.
What do you think? Civil disobedience in the courtroom? We think it's a good idea. 855 453.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. We'd love to have you call in and join the show. Let us know what's on your mind. It can be about anything. Politics, it can be about current events, it can be about something I did not just mention. You come up with an idea and we will talk about it, and we'll offer our 2 cents worth. But that's not a guarantee either. Well, all we ask is that keep it clean because, hey, we're on real radio. We're on over, not quite, man, we're always flirting with it. It's right around 200 stations.
We're up to 195 now.
195
But not
stations.
All at the same time. That's over a whole week.
That's right. And if we were to count like some other radio shows go, we would tell you that we're on 17,000 because that's how many have.
We would tell if we just counted the stations we've ever added and never removed,
right.
We'd have 400.
400? Well, that's still pretty respectable.
Yeah, it's respectable.
It is respectable.
But the real number is 195.
Yeah. There we go. So we like
real
numbers.
We count them when they leave, too.
We do.
Because honesty is important.
Honesty is important to us, and taking your calls is important to us. So we're going to go to Don in Maine, listening on WLOP. Don, you're on
L-O-B. Free Talk. W-L-O-B. They might have gotten it wrong at the board.
Oh, the caller might have. Oh, screener might have.
Yeah.
Don, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yes, vaping marijuana. Let me define it first for your audience. Heating
Please.
It to a temperature where it isn't burning.
Okay.
And but yet is evaporating the cannabinol, the active ingredients. And so my three-part question to you, and then I have something else.
Three parts, okay.
Have you vaped it? Are there
yes.
vapor pipes? And if you vaped it, how do you compare it to other forms of intake?
Rich, do you want to start?
I didn't catch the end of the question. How does it compare to what?
Other forms of intake.
Like comparing it to smoking, comparing it
yes.
to eating.
Ingesting, yeah.
I've never had that great luck with THC pens. I mean, they can be nice, and they certainly taste good,
THC?
And sometimes they're powerful. But
you're talking about just a THC pen.
Oh, I'm talking
right.
about...
Vape pen?
Are you talking about vaping oil or vaping...
I'm talking about putting cannabis in a pipe, if they have vapor pipes, heating
okay.
it till the cannabinols are evaporated. You can draw them into your lungs.
I haven't used... I don't think I've used that type of vaporizer. I've used the volcanoes. I've used the oil pens.
Well, the volcano takes ground up product.
Yeah,
yeah,
and I think that's important to recognize. And I'm not the master of all these things, but there are many ways to ingest cannabis or THC.
Yes, but I'm mainly interested in vaping it. But
right,
Are there vapor pipes for marijuana?
So yes, there are different ways to vaporize cannabis. There's the way that you described, which is to say, take the flower, grind it, put it in some sort of a heating chamber, draw hot air past it, basically, and that actually, you know, provides you with the vaporization of the THC. That was probably the first way that one could vaporize it. Then technologies sort of come along. They now have these pens that you mentioned, Chris, that have a coil in them. Usually the coil heats up. You can then put concentrated forms of THC in these devices. You can, for instance, you can use what they call cannabis wax, which you can put into one of these pipes, and then you press a button, and it heats the coil, which then bubbles up, you know, and boils the wax,
okay,
and that turns it into vapor. And then there's also the new cannabis oil, newish. I mean, these are new of the last 20 years or whatever.
Right.
But the cannabis oil is a different delivery, different stored form of THC, and in that case, I don't think they're using a coil. I'm not sure exactly what they use. Some sort of wick. I'm not sure how those oil pen things work.
Okay,
I think
I don't
the can I quick, here. Oh,
can
go
I,
ahead.
Can I quickly go to legalization a little bit.
Well, you can, but you hadn't. We hadn't gotten to your third part of your question yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How it compares.
Oh. Yeah,
and I would say it's very comparable in my experience that using a vaporizer, the old plant-based ones might take a little bit more to get through to get to where you want to be, but it's more efficient as well. You're not burning the plant material, so you're saving your lungs ostensibly in that case, and it can get you just as high, and you don't have all the negative or deleterious effects. But I would say the oils are even more effective because they've got the concentrating effect going down.
Right.
Instead of just looking at, you know, you're vaporizing whatever THC's in the plant, now you can get oils that are up to 90%+ THC, and that can be very, very effective, which means less vapor to get the desired effect, especially for medical patients as well.
Okay. Now I want to tell your audience, especially Jennifer. You remember Jennifer called?
No.
She had such a delightful personality. People are suffering from the reefer madness propaganda, and they don't realize that marijuana, actually done right, can actually allow you to immensely improve your intelligence. I'm a PhD in physics. I wrote a dissertation, a PhD dissertation, that I spoke to one of my professors who was Albert Einstein's protege. His name was Peter Bergman. He wrote the first book on Einstein's greatest theory, general relativity. He even generalized it. And I impressed him with my PhD dissertation in physics because I used marijuana to write it. I also did other.
Well, there's a lot of people who've used psychedelics, and marijuana is considered a mild psychedelic. There are a lot of people who have used psychedelics to advance their artwork and their creative capacities. So, I mean, that is certainly not unfamiliar.
Carl Sagan was a big stoner.
Absolutely. And history has been resplendent with people that have done very well while intoxicated. Don, thank you for
so
your
many
call.
Musicians, of course, have used cannabis and other psychedelic drugs to affect their musical writing or channeling ability or whatever you call that.
Yeah, think about all the music of the 60s and 70s that you love. None of that music would exist without cannabis.
Almost a guarantee.
Exactly. We're going to stay on the phones. Adam in New York. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Listen to us on YouTube.
Hey, how are you guys? How are you guys feeling today?
What's on your mind tonight, Adam?
What's up?
First of all, that was a really great little cannabis and THC vaping segment that you guys just had. That was really good. Second of all, I actually want to touch on two subjects. First off, being you guys were talking about government corruption earlier. Sorry. And I think it's wrong to even speak about any of the politicians because to me it's obvious that every problem that exists in government is due to almost the entire world working under a private banking industry in the finances. So I would like to know what you guys have to say about this.
We can talk about banks, sure. Hang on.
Yeah, we like that kind of thing.
When we get back.
We
hate banks.
Yeah, when we return, we're going to talk with Adam, and we'll let him know at least what we think of banks. 855-450-FREE. More of your calls when we return. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After months of speculation, former Vice President Joe Biden officially announced his campaign for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination Thursday. Several congressmen on Capitol Hill have endorsed Biden, including Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee from Michigan.
He's a very well-known candidate, perhaps the most well-known candidate in the now very large Democratic field. So I think he'll be able to raise the money to be able to put his message out. And I look forward to the competition of ideas.
Kildee was speaking there on Fox News. Parts of Louisiana were badly damaged after major storms came through the state. Republican Governor John Bel Edwards confirmed a tornado touchdown.
We have received confirmation, because I know earlier today they were talking about a suspected tornado. It was an EF3 tornado that came through here in Ruston.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's how you get in touch with us. That's one way to get in touch with us. There's lots of ways to get in touch with us here on the show. You can hit us up on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. That will, you load a little bit of software, you use your high-speed internet connection, and you will sound like you are in the studio with us. There's other places to talk to us. You can hit us up on the Telegram channel at telegram.freetalklive.com. You can go to Mastodon and hit us up at toot.freetalklive.com. And I was going to say Twitch, but we're not on Twitch. We've been temporarily suspended, we believe, for something. But there's all sorts of things. Another thing you can do is you can hit us up at shop.freetalklive.com if you're interested in saving some money and supporting the show. So we've got links to Walmart. We've got links, international links, I think, to Amazon still. Are there?
Yeah, there's like a Canadian.
Like if you were a Canadian, you could go there and order
Amazon
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all that money supports the show, and we appreciate it. It helps us get on more radio stations. Another thing we do is our amplifier program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And tonight we would like to thank Tyler C. He is a silver amplifier, which means he has pledged to provide the show with $5 a month. And that money, like I said, goes directly to advertising, marketing, and promoting the show. And we like that because, not because we get any money out of it, we don't. This money is going just to getting us on more radio stations and spreading the message of liberty. So that's amp.freetalklive.com. And we were talking to Adam in New York, who had some questions about how we felt about banks. We thought we would talk to him and see where this goes. Adam, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I think he'd asked a question.
Oh, that's...
Well,
yes, Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So basically, my concern is that due to us being ran mostly in the world by private banks, being as that they're private banks, and just for some rundown, the Federal Reserve System is a private bank where all of our money comes from. If they're charging us interest every single time we need money for the slightest thing, then how in the world are we ever going to get out of debt? Not only is it unlikely, but it's literally impossible, because for every dollar that's printed, we're going to have to pay it back plus interest. So we're basically going
into
out our own money.
Yes.
So
the system is working as designed.
Backed by gold and silver? Why don't we make a currency that's backed by gold and silver so that we can limit the amount that we can make, and it just doesn't turn into worthless paper?
Well, the good news is there already are other currencies. Some of them are backed by gold and silver. Some of them are gold and silver.
Right.
So when you say, why don't we make, what do you mean? I mean, like, when you say we...
Why don't we as a nation make that our main currency?
You mean the government when you say we as a nation?
See, I agree with you that we as a nation should use currencies other than the dollar, except I don't invite the government to that game.
Right.
I think the government should keep right on using the dollar, and as Americans trade dollars for other things, and I recommend doing this because I think there's a great inflation coming. There are rumblings. Russia is buying gold. China is buying gold. All over the world, they're buying gold. I'm hearing about smuggling of gold out of Africa. Everybody's getting gold fever. And why is that? Because gold is the bedrock on which the economy will land when not only the dollar, but every fiat currency in the world is going to blow up, and probably at the same time, because they're all pyramided on top of the dollar. These people are using dollars for reserves.
Yeah.
Okay, so when the bottom falls out of the dollar, they dump the reserves trying to get anything else in the world, and there's going to be hyperinflation. So what I say is short the dollar. Buy silver, buy Bitcoin Cash, and I'm saying this as a minister, not a financial advisor. buy Bitcoin Cash. Buy Monero, buy drugs, buy guns, buy bullets, buy anything that's real, because this money is fake and it's all going to come down around on our heads. That's my advice with respect to banking.
Well,
go ahead,
first, also, guys, right after this, I just want to touch on one more quick subject. But just for the banking stuff, I think we just have to get rid. If you get rid of the Federal Reserve System, you will get rid of 90% of this country's problems. Because what's happening is that these private bankers are paying off politicians and paying off media and paying off everybody that they can to fulfill their agenda. And we have to have a government that prints its own money. Our money does not come from our government. And that's
right.
A problem.
Yeah. And I don't want money
from
my
government. Come from the government either.
What I want for money,
Adam, thanks for your
apart from Bitcoin, is I want metal coins that I can carry in my pocket. You know, you can carry a lot of value that way. An ounce of gold is worth $1,600, and if gold was in common, I think that's about it now. I haven't looked lately. Maybe it's 1,200.
But the point being, it has value, and if you print something that is not backed by anything, then it's not even a warehouse receipt. That's
right.
How money, one of its first roles
and
was.
That's what money is supposed to be, is a warehouse receipt for gold, or a warehouse receipt for silver. Hell, even a warehouse receipt for grain would be, you know, could be used as money. But this idea that, you know, people say, what's Bitcoin backed with? It's not backed with anything. Well, the dollar isn't backed with anything.
Bitcoin is backed by labor, and it provides proof of work.
It provides a service, and is in some way that I don't think has really been sufficiently looked into. It's backed by the service.
It's backed by proof of work and its right. Security. So there is a whole... there's a whole world of thought out there about how cryptocurrencies are backed by something tangible. Mm-hmm. And that's not just Bitcoin, but a lot of them posit that. And I think that holds more validity than being backed by the faith and credit of the United States. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? You can see what's gone into something, and if, you know, mm-hmm. thousands of kilowatts have gone into the production of a Bitcoin, then that's no different than saying thousands of man hours have gone into extracting this type of ore from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there is certainly something to be said there. All right, mm-hmm. we're going to try to go back to
John Maynard Keynes. One more word on that. John Maynard Keynes was quoting Lenin, and he said, Lenin was right. The surest way to overturn a capitalist order of society is to debauch the currency. This brings all of the hidden forces of economics into play on the side of destruction in a way that not one man in a million can diagnose.
Nicely said. We're going to go to the Discord where we've got Bad Slave. Bad Slave, thank you for being patient. You're on Free Talk Live. Are you there?
I am nothing but patient, that's for sure.
You are. So what's on your mind?
Anyway,
thank you. I needed that.
Well, I want to get back to Charlottesville and the whack job that drove a car into a fairly crowded street
yep.
between some other cars. And I saw the video and you know, what had occurred, and maybe it wouldn't have come off the way it did if the car wasn't attacked. I mean, as soon as the car pulled into that space, now he may have been deliberately doing something to harm people. I don't know. But there's a possibility he wasn't. And yeah. that when the pedestrians surrounded his car and started beating on it, I mean, you know, you don't.
We'll be right back. More with Free Talk Live.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The Free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been kind of all over the board. We talked a little bit about trade and how that has not gone the way our government had hoped it would go. In other words, if you have a trade war, don't count on a quick and easy victory. Mr. Trump has found that out the hard way, and sadly so have the American people. We've had calls that wanted to talk about vaping. We've had calls that talked about a variety of things, including our corrupt banking system. In studio tonight, we have Ian and Rich and myself, Chris. And we are going to go back to Bad Slave, who has been waiting patiently. Bad Slave, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. And you wanted to talk about Charlottesville.
Yeah, well, just about the guy in the car. He was a dick, and, you know, but I think he may not have reacted that way if his car wasn't attacked.
So, you know, you're referring to the driver of the car who pulled into the crowd of lots of people. What I saw was, you know, first of all, it was sort of the video shot that I saw was this car. It looked like it was kind of coming downhill towards the crowd. It wasn't going really fast. And right. As it pulled into the crowd, it was surrounded by more and more people because there was right. A big crowd in Charlottesville.
Right. And I mean, they gathered in right behind him. And I think he was trapped from traffic in front of him. He was afraid, and he put it in reverse, and a lot of people got hurt. And I mean, I don't know if that they ever did an autopsy on that woman and what actually she died from. But
so
my guess is that she didn't have a strong heart and probably shouldn't even have been there in the middle of all of that.
I don't know how you could allege that. She was a very young woman, so I would assume
she was
probably
overweight. She was overweight, and she was, I don't think of a particularly healthy person from what I heard. Now, I don't know. I'm speculating on that, so I'm not going to, you know, hold that strongly.
I don't have the video pulled up here in front of me, but I thought the man was moving forward towards the crowd, and you seem to be saying that he was trapped and then backed up and then backed over her.
I don't know what happened with her directly. There was some, you know, people that said that she wasn't even hit by the car. But I don't know exactly what happened. I didn't see all the details of that. I mean, you know, you don't get to see that.
Right.
She wasn't, I don't think she was, you know, there were a bunch of Black Lives Matter people that were behind the car.
But what does that have to do with the fact that this woman ended up getting run over somehow by a car? Is there a question as to whether
Well, you're saying that they were behind the car and that they were harassing?
What I'm saying is this sounds like you're trying to cast some doubt on whether this actually happened in the first place. And even if it did, then perhaps it wasn't the driver's of the car's fault that he felt he was, to use a law enforcement term, he was scared for his life. So
right.
the only way out of it was to run over a human being.
Yeah, look, Bad Slave, you know, you're talking about something that happened a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago at this point. We heard this claim from Chris Cantwell, who called the show on a few occasions to try to defend the person who was driving this car.
I don't want to defend him at all, but...
Okay, well, I'm just saying, that's the official line from the... What you're doing is you're delivering the official line from the Nazis here, and I just want to let you know that there is another side to the story, and that is... Okay, I know what you're trying to say, just hold on, okay? So you're delivering the official line from the Nazi side, and that's, you know, that's their position. Now, prosecutors pointed out, and that's, by the way, what his attorney said, according to NBCNews.com in court, that Fields is the man's name, that he feared for his safety and was remorseful that people had been injured, but prosecutors argued Fields was angry that day over the fighting that had taken place between the two sides, pointing out that Fields twice posted on Instagram before the rally an image of a group of people getting struck by a car. This case is about his decision.
This case is
about his decision to act on that anger. Prosecutors also played surveillance video showing Fields driving his car slowly toward the group, reversing and then speeding into them. So if there were on that video evidence of people attacking his car, then certainly the prosecutors wouldn't have played that. Right? So I don't know if I buy the claim that he was under attack. He was there for a reason.
This is how I recall the video, and unfortunately I'm working from memory, but we all are. What I remember is the car starting to pull into the crowd. People did start to beat on the windows and things that would make me want to move my car very badly, but... He then backs up out of that situation, but then he reverses and drives back through the people.
He went there in the first place.
That did not strike me as defense. It struck me as revenge.
Are you saying that he went forward again?
Yes.
That's what I'm remembering from watching the video. But I may have it wrong.
It says it here. They played surveillance video showing Fields driving his car slowly towards the group of people, then reversing and then speeding into the group.
Then they leave out though is there were people surrounding the car and beating on the windows before he reversed.
I don't doubt that he drove a car directly into a group of protesters that he didn't like and they didn't like him. I mean, he was there to start something.
That I don't know, but either way, when he threw his car back in drive instead of keeping it in reverse, that's when I think he went wrong, because that's not defense, that's revenge.
Fields, I think so, too. Bad Slave, thanks for the call.
When Fields' mother said Susan Bro, the mother of the lady that died, Heather Heyer, When Fields' mother said Bro had lost her daughter, Fields is heard saying that it, quote, doesn't matter in a taped phone call from jail between Fields and his mother, which was also played for the court, because when you're in jail, folks, they're likely recording your calls. Fields is heard lashing out at her mother, Susan, calling her a communist, an anti-white supremacist who was trying to slander him. He says it doesn't matter that she'd lost her daughter and called Bro, her mother, the enemy. Prior to heading to the rally, so this is not a man who is sorry
For
what he did.
I think the question of hate, I think everybody can recognize that there's a lot of hate in that crowd. And a lot of that, in my mind, was coming from the alleged white supremacists, the Nazis, the Chris Cantwells. They were projecting some hate, and I think they brought that. I think the left was not behaving well either. And I think that, you know, if you're going to...
No doubt.
They made a bad situation worse. And the upshot of this is a woman died, you know, and that's tragedy. If she's left, if she's right, if she's in the middle, I don't care. I just was really saddened to see a loss of human life over nothing, over stupid stuff, over stupid people saying stupid things. And stupid people reacting in a stupid way. So,
yeah, and the sad thing is that's what's been taught. You know, both the stupidity, America has been dumbed down, and also, I mean, if you think about the number of people who get their moral education from Hollywood movies,
right?
That's frightening.
Yeah. If this is Grand Theft Auto and this is what you do, this is how I get points. I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, he's a result of video games and things like that.
No, I'm not saying video games. I'm just saying an ethic that strikes, that's throughout our civilization, that violence is, you know, a heroic thing to do.
Right. And there was nothing heroic about that whole thing.
No. Before the fatal crash, Fields was photographed, by the way, he's from Ohio, so it's not like he's just some guy who happened to be driving through a street, you know, in Charlottesville. He was photographed holding a shield with the Vanguard America emblem, one of the hate groups that participated in the rally. The group later denied he was associated with them.
I'm sure
he was there for a reason.
Yeah, yeah, hop in the car in Illinois and cruise to Charlottesville. Yeah, it's sad, and that's the shame of this.
And then him posting pictures on Instagram of a car running into people right before he went and did this thing? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.